Welcome to What the Health? Where anything health is fair game as we tackle the trends and bust the myths about health and wellness. Here are your hosts, Dr. Dan and Angela Toro.
And welcome to another What the Health podcast. I am your host, Dr. Dan, here with my co-host,
Angela. Welcome back, guys. Let me get it out of the way, our little disclaimer. So we are here for informational purposes only to discuss health, in no way offering individualized medical advice. Always talk to your trusted healthcare provider.
So today we are talking about taking the cold plunge, cold therapy, and what it means to you and your health and well-being. So, this has been around for, I did not go into the research, and this is going to be very superficial because I think Angela and I today really just want to talk about our experiences with cold therapy. If you have any questions or you want to dive deeper, there's a lot of really great podcasts and great information, and we will try and put some links down in the bottom in the description of this podcast for further information. But we're going to keep this very superficial and talk about our own personal experiences with this. But, my original experience cold therapy is, you think about as early as the sports days and, middle school and high school, and, you twist an ankle or you sprain a knee and it's like, oh, I'm going to put some ice on it. Right. So, but that's, that's more for localized inflammation. What we're talking about is kind of like full body immersion, and what that cold therapy means. And so this has really been popularized, I would probably say, by a man by the name of Wim Hof. He is a gentleman who a motivational speaker and kind of soul seeker, and he probably has really popularized the idea of this cold therapy immersion in cold water. So you can go look up his information, Wim Hof, but if you just Google him, tons of information comes up. But kind of looking at this from a, full body immersion experience, I did a program called Exodus 90, which is, more for, guiding your spiritual life. And part of that program was taking cold showers every day. And it was just a reminder of, look, we are so blessed and so over inundated with the comforts of life, that, taking a cold shower was a reminder of hot water is an incredible blessing in your life. So doing that on a daily basis. Now, I don't think I ever took it as cold as I have recently, when I started really diving into the scientific benefits of it, and actually started, really pushing myself to go colder. And so, my wife and I got a hot tub, for Christmas. That was our Christmas gift to each other. But as we were filling it up and it was warming up, it came straight out of the hose at probably 38, 40 degrees. So once it hit 52, I decided, all right, I'm going to try this cold plunge that people have been talking about. And I can honestly say that was the first time in my life that I had submerged myself, up to my head in water that was that cold. Now, I've swam in the ocean. That water was probably in the mid-50s, mid to high 50s. I don't think I've ever been in 52-degree water. And I've had colleagues tell me that they've been, pushing this cold therapy down to they've seen, water down in the 38-degree range. So even, borderline freezing temperature. But I had a really interesting experience with that. But we can talk about that as we dive a little bit further. No pun intended. But what's been your experience with cold therapy? Because I know you do a ton of training, so you beat yourself up consistently on a daily basis.
Literally.
Literally. So talk to us about what What is it that, you know, turned you on to cold therapy? What does it mean to you? How do you utilize it? Because there's different types, right? You know, you can take a cold shower, you can do a cold plunge. There's now these places that do the air, the nitrogen air, where you basically go into a pod and they take the air around you down to like minus 200 or something. Yeah. There's different ways that you can apply this cold therapy. So how do you use it and how are you turned on to it?
Yeah. Honestly, it was just from my gym. The one owner there does a lot of research with all of the different recovery. That's a really big part. It's a really big part of being able to do the kind of training that we do, is the recovery is so important. So we have all kinds of stuff. We have a whole recovery room at the gym. We have a sauna and red light therapy and all of this stuff. And, he was really looking into actually using the cold therapy with the sauna. So doing actually back and forth. Yeah. We also do a lot of things with incorporating the sauna into the workouts too. So there's all kinds of different things. But again, pushing yourself to those heat extremes is really great for your body as far as adaptation and being able to recover and all of that. So I have used it more. Actually, yeah, I used to do the sauna regularly, and then I started having some issues with some inflammation in my one leg, lymph node related, and the sauna actually is not good for that. But what's really good for it is cold. So it was one of those things where I used to do the sauna consistently after workouts as part of my recovery. When I lost that, I was like, wow, I am really sore and I am not recovering the way that I was before, but my leg wasn't swelling up. So it was like, So he said, well, why don't you try a cold plunge? And I'm like, yeah, I mean, cause that's what we always think of, injury, inflammation, ice reduces that. Yep. So we have a nice bath at the gym and filled it up the one day. And so after my workout, I'm like, yeah, sure, I'll give it a shot. And it was actually really easy. I thought it was going to be hard to get into it. I'm sitting in there and I was like, okay, well, if I can make it a couple minutes. And I think finally after maybe 7 or 8 minutes, he's like, you could probably get out now. I'm like, okay. So
now, did you take the temperature on it?
I can't remember what it was, but it was probably somewhere in the, high 40s, low 50s. Yeah. I mean, there was ice floating in it. So, yeah. I mean, it was, yeah. It was not, but yeah, it's actually, yeah, there was a picture of me like hugging the one block of ice, but it was just something very, it's like once you get in, it was just a very calming feeling. I don't really know how to describe it, but getting out's the hardest part. I mean, that's when you get out and then like when the feeling starts coming back to your fingers and toes, like that's the part that's painful. Being in it wasn't so bad. But I found it, helpful enough that even if we don't have it set up at the gym, there's been a couple of times I've grabbed a couple bags of ice on my way home and just filled up the tub at home with it. That's a lot harder because you can't, the one at the gym, you can actually kind of just sit down in up to your neck. It's really easy. It's a lot harder, like in the tub at home where you almost have to kind of like lay down into it.
Well, that's what I noticed. That's what I noticed when I, when I did it, as we were filling up the hot tub before it got hot and it was 52 degrees and so I stood in it, and this isn't a huge hot tub, but I stood in it, so it was basically like the water level was up to my knees, a little below my knees. So I could feel my legs starting to go a little bit numb, but it was the mental, it was the mental thing. And that's where you talked about like the extremes, and adaptation. And so much of talk about fasting, right? And the fasting is an extreme of like, you're not feasting the body, you are removing all food. And so you're taking your body to an extreme. So what happens is different biochemical, different neurological pathways are fired, whenever you take your body into that extreme. Mm-hmm. And so, that's one thing that I think they're starting to note with this cold therapy is what happens to your mental, emotional state when you take it to a whole nother extreme. So, for me, I think the hardest part was just the mental capacity of getting past I'm going to sit down in this freezing cold water, and what is that going to feel like?
Well, yeah, and interesting too, because you were doing it more like you were just going into it in a kind of already rested state versus coming out of a tough training.
Oh, and you're sweating.
There's something. It was actually like,
Oh, yeah.
Like this one.
Yeah. That, so. Well, and that's true because, you know, doing the cold showers in the past, you know, if I was doing that Exodus 90 program over a, over winter versus like, you know, summer, fall.
Yeah.
And I found out after I started the program that the creators of the program were from Texas. And they were like, oh, yeah, cold showers, no problem. Like, yeah, coming out of a 100-degree day, cold shower feels good.
Getting out of a cold shower and then you're going outside in 20-degree weather.
Yeah, no, thank you. But yeah, so, it was sitting down, but I, like you said, it was like, it's almost peaceful because I did it at night. And so it was quiet. Yeah. It was dark outside and I'm just, you know, looking at the trees around me. And it was just like, you know, it wasn't painful at all. It was just like, I didn't move.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, you know, everything just went numb in a good way. Yeah, in a good way.
And that's
way.
Why after a workout, you can imagine, like, do it after your next, like, hard leg day, and that's, there's...
Well, and that's what, so after I did that, now it's all hot, and my lovely wife won't let me take it cold again, so I've actually contemplated getting another tub up there so I can do cold therapy as well, but I've been doing cold showers now, and after doing the cold plunge at the, you know, 52 degrees, the cold showers, when I get into the mindset, and that's what part of what Wim Hof teaches is that, you know, there's breathing and meditation that goes along with the cold plunge to really optimize the benefits of it. But, you know, getting into the cold shower now, was much easier knowing that there's a benefit to it and really knowing how to get your breathing right and into that state. And again, once your skin starts to go numb, you're almost just at a state of peace, where you're getting your breathing under control, your heart rate starts to slow down, and you're just, you know, really just kind of feeling how is the body, coming down off of that, normal body temperature. So, and it's interesting because if you actually look at, pain, if you actually look at it in terms of nerve signals, okay, you have hot, cold sensory receptors in the skin so that you know the difference between hot and cold. But then if you go to the extremes of hot or extremes of cold, that's when your body will actually start to perceive pain. Like, I don't know if you've ever there's an experiment at like a, you know, science museum where you hold like a hot side and a cold side, and then they like switch and it almost, you know, and then it's like, when they switch, that's when you feel it. You're like, oh yeah, that's like, it was like a shock to the body because you're switching the hot from the cold. And when your body starts to go to the extremes, you know, if you get to the point of tissue damage, which, you know, again, is usually around like 110 degrees for hot, and usually right around freezing for cold, you know, those sensations will feel the same because you're not now using the same nerve endings that feel that spectrum of hot, cold. You're actually feeling the same pain sensory activation at those extreme temperatures. So obviously, and again, we're not going to talk about it here, but we can put some links in terms of like safety factors that you would want to do, but you obviously don't want to freeze your body to, you know, to the point of, you know, too cold could be painful and you can actually, create tissue damage. But, you know, we're talking about right on the borderline of that freezing.
Well, that's actually, when I was doing it at home the one time, I actually was texting my buddy at the gym. I was like, so how long, like at what point, because I was like, I feel like I could just keep sitting in this.
Yeah.
So I'm like, at what point should I get out? And he's like, yeah, you're good up until like, you know, 10, 11 minutes and then you should probably get out. And I'm like, okay, just check in.
And again, in that situation too, you know, the ice is melting and your body temperature will start to warm that back up. And so, again, your body starts to adapt, right? Mm-hmm. So your heart rate comes down, your nervous system calms down. And that's one of the benefits of it. They talk about, parasympathetic versus sympathetic nervous system. And we talk about the gas versus the brake, right? The sympathetic system is your fight or flight. Mm-hmm. If you're training for something, you're working out, that's your sympathetic system revving up. And so many of us are constantly in that fight or flight state. You know, we don't have a saber-tooth tiger that's going to jump out of the bush anymore. But what do we have on our minds? We have, oh, shoot, I got my mortgage payment. I've got, you know, I got to get my kids to practice. I've got to make sure I get this project done at work. I've got like all these things that are constantly going on in the back of my mind. So we're constantly triggering this mental, emotional fight or flight state. And we never get into the break or the calming, the resting, which is the healing center of the nervous system. And cold therapy has been shown to help move us out of that. Again, probably just based on we're we're cooling everything down.
It's,
you know, so it's just very calming. It's very peaceful to be able to do that once you get out of the initial shock. Because I'm sure initial like getting into cold water is stimulating the you know, the sympathetic system. I'm sure. Again, I haven't gone into like the research and what exactly happens, but I'm sure your sympathetic is ramped up initially. You know, over the first 30, 60 seconds, but then once you get into that, like, okay, my body's starting to numb now. Now I can just really focus. Now it's probably really, you know, flipping, and that adaptation is just, you know, it gets quicker and quicker the more your body gets used to it.
Yeah, absolutely. But yeah, it's definitely been, it's been a, cool, no pun intended, cool addition to my recovery routine. And again, I don't do it. It's not something I would say I would do consistently, because again, it's, you know, if it's available at the gym or if I'm really feeling it and do it at home, but it is, you know, it is just something that it definitely helps with the achiness, the soreness. I mean, you figure it's like, you know, icing one individual injury. Well, this is just icing your entire body, and can really, really help with some of that recovery.
Yeah. And that's, you know, again, just not, without going into all the benefits, again, there's a lot more, you know, in-depth podcasts and in-depth information out there that we can provide some links for, but you know, some of the simple, obvious, you know, facts and benefits of this cold therapy is you're reducing inflammation. And part of, you know, a lot of these interconnect, you know, as I was going through this, you know, these lists here, I'm like, oh yeah, I mean, it just makes sense that if one of these are benefiting, then everything else is going to. But you mentioned increased, improved lymphatic flow.
Yeah.
So that is one thing. If you have better lymphatic flow, then, you know, your inflammation is going to reduce, because inflammation has to be brought back into your body, back into the bloodstream through your lymph system, cleared out through the liver and the spleen, and then basically recycled back through your circulatory system. So, you know, by improving lymphatic system, you're going to reduce your inflammation. And then just by way of improved lymphatic, you're going to improve all of your circulatory system. So, you know, then that's another benefit that they found, improve just blood circulation. Well, if you have improved blood circulation, you're going to have better recovery, you know, especially after a hard workout. So, you know, so all of these, and then that's going to reduce muscle aches, you know, after working out. So, you know, so that along with immune function too. And again, you know, goes back to improved, lymphatic flow. A lot of the white blood cells hang out in your lymph system. So, you know, that improved flow is going to increase your immune system. So there's so many more, you know, other than what I just listed, there's so many more benefits than what we just discussed. But, you know, it's a really cool way of, you know, just testing the body, pushing it to a new level of adaptation. And, you know, I've challenged a couple people in the office to try it and say, give it a shot. And they have, and they've, you know, they've kind of have come back with very similar experiences to each of us. It's just like, you know, again, once I got past that initial shock of like, what, you know, what's this going to feel like? It was just very serene.
Yeah.
You know, so I challenge people to, you know, hey, maybe if you don't want to go full on in a plunge, you know, maybe try taking a shower, start it on warm, and then, you know, slowly work your way down. It's like, you know, getting into a cold pool in the summertime, you know, you dip your feet in and slowly get in. But, you know, that might be an easier way, you know, to ease into it of, you know, starting at, you know, warm hot shower and then just working slowly down on the cold setting, you know, until you can really eliminate that. Although I don't know if you've ever taken a cold shower, but I actually found that the plunge was easier than the shower.
Oh yeah. That's what I said. There's something about being able to just kind of sit in
exactly.
versus having to like,
yeah. Yes, because it's flowing over your body. Yeah. So it's
you can't really get into that.
Yeah, it's much harder to get into that really serene state because, you know, it's constantly, you know, as the water runs down your body, it's hitting you in different spots. So it's like almost that initial shock that you're you know getting each time you move a little bit. So I think it's still beneficial, and I have been able to do it. And I've pushed it a little bit. I've pushed it down to where it's like it's wintertime around here, and you know, I know the water coming out of those pipes is probably, you know, high 30s, low 40s, and it is cold, but I've pushed it all the way down to where there's like no hot water in that cold, and it's like wow, it's cold.
Well, that's how our shower at the gym is. I mean, it comes out, it's actually like crystal clear.
It's like ice melts coming out of it.
And it's the one that, you can turn. It's because the hot and cold are different.
Yeah.
So you can just do straight cold. And, I mean, it is cold. But, it's a...
Yeah, so obviously, again, you know, you don't want to damage yourself, and you, you know, I challenge you to, you know, challenge you to try it, you know, if you want to start hot and move your way down to cold and just try it for 30 seconds and see how you do. And, you know, but if you have any questions, as always, feel free to reach out. You know, you can contact us, through the podcast, or really the easiest way to contact us is through our website, Turo, T-U-R-O, familychiropractic.com. We have a ton more, podcasts, blogs, ton of information. And if any of this resonated with you, or if you have more questions, do not hesitate to reach out. That's what this information is, to benefit all of us as a health community, where we can help each other get healthy and stay healthy. So with that being said, stay cold, my friends, and the springtime is coming. So we will see you at the next episode.
All right. Thanks so much, guys. Have a good one.
Take care.
You've been listening to What the Health with Dr. Dan and Angela Turo, brought to you by Turo Family Chiropractic. To learn more about the resources mentioned on today's show or listen to past episodes, visit www.whatthehealth.world.